ABC Radio Australia.
There's concern in the broader Pacific tourism industry that the problems encountered in Palau with a surge in Chinese tourist numbers could soon be repeated in other island countries. The China Pacific Tourism Year 2019 has been announced by the President Xi Jinping as part of his Belt and Road Initiative, and it will see tourism authorities across the Pacific working with Beijing to boost tourist arrival numbers from China. But as Andrew Thompson reports, the fear is that just like Palau, some of the other Pacific Island nations won't be able to cope with big tourist numbers.
So far in 2018, an estimated 140 million Chinese visitors have travelled the globe, according to the South Pacific Tourism Organisation. It's emerged as not only the Pacific regions, but also the world's fastest growing tourism source market. But at the moment, the head of the SPTO, Chris Cocker, says the Chinese market is only the sixth largest tourism source market for the Pacific, accounting for just 6.7% of total market share. In 2017, it's estimated just over 143,000 Chinese travellers visited the Pacific region. The China Pacific Tourism Year 2019 initiative is hoping to significantly boost those numbers.
The goals of the China Pacific Tourism Year is firstly to celebrate the close relationship between China and the Pacific Islands, also to recognise the importance of the Chinese market for the Pacific tourism industry, as well as to try and see how we'll maximise on the opportunities of the Chinese, particularly the niche market segments in China.
The initiative will focus on raising awareness about the region as a tourist destination amongst the Chinese, provide training for Pacific tourist operators, and work in with improving the region's tourism transport links.
Fiji does not have a direct flight. I know they're planning to have one. They only have charter flights that come from China directly to Fiji. There are some countries who have PNG has the direct flight from China into their markets, but as all tourists or visitors, they would prefer direct flights rather than being on transit in airports. So that needs to be addressed in this case, the air access side in terms of improving that area.
However, there are concerns that a surge in tourism numbers may actually harm the industry if not managed properly, causing damage to the local environment and potentially alienating existing tourism markets and the local population. Peter Gee is the general manager of the Grand Pacific Hotel in Fiji.
It's particularly important in small nations. You know, Fiji's a small developing island nation. We've got less than a million people here. And economically, you can't afford to ignore any emerging market. However, you've got to approach it carefully. There is no sense in people coming to a new market and being disappointed. And ideally, the market has got to be at least aware of the needs of the new visitors. But that's also got to be done a little bit carefully, because tourism ideally is an homogenous sort of product. And you've got to be very careful if you get a destination that becomes dominated by any one market, particularly a new market. It can have resultant issues as well. I mean, you only have to look at Australians in Bali, where they really dominate that market. It's not necessarily good.
The SPTO's Chris Cocker is aware of those concerns and believes the program will be able to find the right balance.
The priority, and also our counterpart of the Ministry of Culture and Tourism China, is very aware of that, and we both agree that it needs to be sustainably developed. And although we have only 143,000 in 2017, but we would like to see it sustainably grow according to our infrastructure and services, and also what we can actually cater for the Chinese market.